numbers are startling. On any given night in the United States, it is estimated that some 200,000 veterans are now calling the streets home. This according to one advocacy group. The homeless include service members who have served in the nation's two ongoing wars.
Close to 40% of the homeless out there are veterans. Veterans coming back from the current conflicts, we expect those numbers to rise.
I used to love my country, I gave them my all. Gave them my soul, my heart, and stood tall. A soldier on the front line, I served my 4 years. Came back with one arm, more fears and nightmares. Now many would call me a hero, but Uncle Sam sees me different. He labeled me a zero. A vet like me should be set for life, but all I got was a medal and a whole lot of strife. It's hard pushing a broom when you got one arm. It's hard counting change with a stub and a palm. So no one wanna hire you, no one wanna hear you out, no one wanna listen, they claim you went the wrong route. But I went the right route and I served like a man. Now I'm sleeping in a garbage can. It's the facts, not fiction. Imagine the pain, the result is addiction. It's simple and plain. I'm a victim of the system, the one you enlisted. Come back wishing that everything was different.
You don't believe homeless vets exist. It's undeniable, homeless vets exist.
I'm a victim of the system, the one you enlisted. Come back wishing that everything was different.
Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over.
Then it's all over, soldier.
They train you to transfer from a civilian to a killing machine. When you get out, they should have trained me to go back into being a civilian again.
It's not glory, but horror for the fact you're killing foreigners. There's nothing like man's instinct to be a warrior. But change your perspective the day you see a dead kid. There's no way you're coming out the way you went in. Insensitive, you were not the way you used to be. But not quite your uncle, living crazy in a cuckoo tree. They make you a machine so you don't shit when you see war. Chris Angel can't mind freak like Marine Corps. They shed layers of your decency, then they get inside and strip you of everything that makes a man civilized. You're combat ready, who cares, they can't you. You not only have the balls to kill, you can't wait to. Jawhead, reset your mental back to animal. But they'll pay you and pay for your school, that's understandable. But when you take Ernest and turn him into Spartacus, you end up like Gomer Pyle. It's not for all of us, I bet you can't wait for landmines and mortar fire. Shell shock, battle fatigue, war neurosis, and ultimately post-traumatic stress disorder. You could lose your sight, sound, speech, and your focus. You're disconnected, confused, and preoccupied, and always tired. You lost your appetite. Tight and lost your mind. You might care not if anybody try to help you. With a 1,000-yard stare, you see the world like whatever.
You're a victim of the system once you've enlisted. You gave your sanity while they're rocking yellow ribbons.
You don't believe homeless vets exist. It's undeniable, homeless vets exist.
You're a victim of the system once you've enlisted. You gave your sanity while they're rocking yellow ribbons.
Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over.
Then it's all over, soldier.
I think people have to be more aware of the fact that these veterans out there aren't getting what they need from the government. And if they are, then they are not giving them the psychiatric help that they need, because it's just getting worse all the time.
It's a sense of failure. You know, it's, what have I done to get here? You know, I was a senior database analyst. I was a senior systems developer. Now I'm homeless, sleeping on milk crates without a clue as to what tomorrow's going to bring. If you're prone to depression, it could probably kill you.
These men and women cannot be forgotten. We cannot do enough for them. They gave their all for us. We ought to be able to give them the assurance that the remainder of their life, whatever it is not going to be poverty, not going to be homeless. That's a travesty.